Hey everyone, Novalane here, and welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain. Today, we're diving deep into a topic that's super important, something that affects us all. How our phone addiction is wreaking havoc on our physical health. Now, I know what you're thinking, Nova. My phone helps me schedule doctor's appointments and find healthy recipes. And you're right, it can be helpful. But there's a fine line between being tech savvy and being totally enslaved by the little screen in your hand. Think about it, ever wake up with that stiff neck, your shoulders all tense, just from scrolling endlessly before bed? You know that feeling when your eyes feel strained, like they're begging for a break from the blue light? Yeah, those are early warning signs that our phones might be taking a toll on our bodies. But don't worry, this isn't one of those doom and gloom podcasts where we just wallow in negativity. We're here to empower you. This episode is all about understanding the impact and then arming you with the knowledge and tools to reclaim your physical well-being. Here are 5 key takeaways that I want you to remember. First up, sleep deprivation. Let's be real, we've all fallen into the trap of doom scrolling late into the night, ignoring the fact that our bodies are screaming for rest. That blue light emitted from our phones messes with melatonin production, a hormone that tells your body it's time to sleep. Think about it like this. You wouldn't stay up all night partying before a big exam, right? So why do we treat our bodies this way every single day? Next, eye strain and headaches. Constantly staring at screens is like running a marathon for your eyes. They get tired, they dry out, and you end up with that throbbing headache that just won't quit. It's not just about looking at the phone, it's about how we hold it, how close it is to our faces, and even the lighting in our environment. Then there's poor posture. Ever notice your back aching after a long day glued to your phone? We tend to hunch over, leading to muscle imbalances and pain in our necks, shoulders, and backs. Remember those gym classes you skipped? Your body is paying the price now. And speaking of physical activity, let's talk about reduced movement. With so much time spent scrolling, texting, and gaming, we're simply moving less. No more spontaneous walks, no more impromptu dance parties, our phones have become our crutch instead of our motivators. Think about it, you wouldn't spend your whole day sitting in a chair at work, right? So why do we treat our free time the same way? Finally, the psychological impact. While this episode focuses on physical health, it's important to remember that phone addiction also messes with our mental well-being. Stress, anxiety, and even depression can be amplified by constant screen time. It's like being in a constant state of information overload. Your brain needs a break. Okay, let me tell you a story about this. Picture this. Sarah, a high school student, was glued to her phone 24/7. Texting with friends, scrolling through social media, watching endless videos, you name it, she did it. But one day, while getting ready for soccer practice, Sarah's phone slipped out of her hand and landed face down on the pavement. Her screen cracked right down the middle. Initially, she was devastated. Her whole world seemed shattered. But then something interesting happened. With her phone unusable, Sarah started paying attention to her surroundings. She noticed the blooming flowers in her garden, the playful chatter of birds in the trees, and the smiles of her friends during practice. She realized that real life was happening all around her, she just needed to open her eyes to see it. And guess what? Her physical health improved too. She slept better, had less eye strain, and even started feeling more energized. Now, I'm not saying you need to smash your phone, though sometimes that temptation is real, but the point is this. Take a step back and assess your relationship with technology. So, remember friends, break free from the digital chains. Get outside, move your body, connect with people face to face, and rediscover the joy of living in the present moment. Your phone can be a tool, but it shouldn't rule your life, you are the boss. Tune in tomorrow for another episode where we'll tackle how phone addiction affects our relationships. Until then, keep it real and keep it healthy.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.